Joining us this morning for this hour is to talk about what is going on with the United Way. Maybe that's the wrong way to put it. It's not, what is going on with the United Way?
What is going on over there?
But you apparently have been recognized as Ohio's United Way of the Year, Bill Harper.
Yes, we have. It's a great honor for the whole community because, you know, everyone contributes to what we do. And, yeah, it was great. We just got a little phone call, when was it, March, I think, and we were nominated. And I don't know what all the process was, but it was great. And Ryan Aroney from our staff and Marco Cuevas and one of our board members, Orlando Jones, went down to Columbus to accept that. And then our great senator, Gail Manning, actually took them over to the Senate chambers, and in front of all the senators, they passed a proclamation.
Did they read that thing where they say, heretofore, therewith, and herein is now, thereby,
whereas? I think it was
whereas.
A little plainer than that, but it was a very nice, you know, big, frameable type certificate.
With that kind of crazy embossed seal or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, all that
on?
Kind of stuff. They still do yes. all that. Isn't that cool? Yes.
So when you get that bill, you think about that. What's it all mean?
Well, you know, there's a lot of hard work behind anything, but a lot of people work hard. So I think that when I always think about that, it's not me, it's not even us right now. It's all the work over the years. That people put in, all the donors that gave or volunteered. So, you know, it's for them. That's who it's for.
It's a reputation that gets built and works its way down to Columbus, obviously. So what we're doing here in Lorain County is working. Let's talk about some of the things you've got planned. I see the Spring Day of Caring.
Yeah.
I know spring is here. So
there's a bunch of volunteers coming up, volunteer stuff. So we've got the annual Leadership Lorain County, United Way of Greater Lorain County, Spring Day of Caring. So we're looking for, you know, Leadership Lorain County graduates. We're looking for our volunteers out there. It's going to be Saturday, May 21st from 8 till 12 in the morning. And that's Pride Day throughout Lorain County. And we always try and do something that day as well. So we're going to have a variety of projects, interior painting, working on parking lot striping and some street beautification and cleanup. Everyone's going to meet at El Centro in Lorain, which is 2800 Pearl Avenue for that day, and it'll be fun. In fact, they're going to give us breakfast and lunch, too. I mean, free breakfast and lunch. How can you beat that?
How do you volunteer for breakfast and lunch?
That's great. That's a great deal. I'm, you know, just give me one or the other, I'm there. So this will be nice. So, yeah, and people can sign up by going to our website, which is uwlorainecounty.org. Yep, so that's coming up. And then we also have a fundraiser so we can continue to support the Lorain County Volunteer Connection. It's kind of a fun thing, and there's a group of about 20 people that have been working on this for months. It's an adult spelling bee. Are you guys good spellers?
Let me say this about that, Bill. You are looking directly at Bruce Van Dyke.
I am.
The official pronouncer for the Spelling Bee of Lorain County, the regional competition here Scripps Howard.
I just got through with the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth graders on Sunday. We don't need to know these things.
I am.
Move on.
So, you know, if you need somebody to pronounce Weatherly, he's the guy.
Well, I got the script ahead of time, so I can pronounce it's called Spellebrate Lorain County.
We're not even, that's a new word.
Yeah.
We've created a word.
It's enough to pronounce words that exist. When you create new ones, you have to figure out
If you've ever seen that show on TV, Hollywood Game Night.
Yes.
You know, envision that with an adult spelling bee. That's what it's going to be like. It's at Lorain County Community College, Spitzer Conference Center. And people can get tickets. They're just $30 each. All you have to do is text Spellebrate. Spellebrate to 41444, or you can go to our website, uwlorainecounty.org, under events. And if you want to field a team, which is really where the fun starts, that's $200 for a team of four, so $50 a person. And you text spell team to 41444, or go to our website, uwlorainecounty.org, under the events tab. So, Spellebrate Lorain County, they'll have teams of four. The head of the team will be known, as I understand it, as the Hive Master. So there's all kinds of little quirky things they're going to put into the competition. I'm sure it will not be in accordance with the rules set forward by Scripps Howard with the Scripps Spelling Bee. But congratulations on that gig.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoy doing that. This is kind of really a unique kind of fun way of doing a fundraiser. So I congratulate them for coming up with this. And that's coming up on June 23rd.
June 23rd in the evening, 6 to 9:30. Yeah.
And then it'll take place where at?
At Lorain County Community College Spitzer Conference Center. I think the tent that we honor Dr. Church at is down by now, so we won't be able to do it in the big top.
Wow.
That was there. That was something.
Now, Craig took pictures of that. I'm sidetracking here.
Yes.
It looked like there were lights, purple lights shining
on the roof. Oh, my gosh.
The roof,
and it was unbelievable.
Like a
Hollywood production.
It was kind of, I thought it was kind of in between like going to an Oktoberfest in Germany and Oprah's birthday party or something like that.
Yeah.
Something in between those two.
Or my Sweet 16 party or whatever they have.
It was very impressive, I'll tell you.
No unicorns or ponies or anything going on there. But
that's right. Yeah, that's right.
A lot of
and,
fun.
So we have that. We also are looking for a new director of Lorain County Volunteer Connection, Gwen Stembridge has left us. We're sad about that, but she found a great new job with Equality Ohio. So we're looking for someone there. But we do have an orientation coming up on May the 29th, which is a Sunday, from 3 to 4 p.m. at our office at 1875 Northridge Road East in Lorain. So lots going on with Lorain County Volunteer Connection. We're very proud to get the award for the United Way of the Year. On behalf of all those people over the last almost 100 years who have contributed to that.
Bill, tax season has come and gone. I know you did a number of sessions. Is that all done with, or is there like a follow-up?
We prepared with our volunteer tax preparers. We prepared over 1,800 tax returns this year. But we know that sometimes, people are putting that off for one reason or another, and if they still need to get their taxes prepared, we are open for business in the coming months, and all they need to do is call our office at 277-6530 to make a tax appointment, and they can get their taxes done for free. So that's, you can't beat that.
Right.
And our error rate is so low, it's way below 1%. We have one of the best success rates. And, of course, all the taxes are filed electronically. We can track to see that they've been accepted by the IRS and by the state of Ohio. So kudos to all our volunteer tax preparers out there. They did an awesome job. That was over $2 million in money brought back to Lorain County through the refunds of those tax preparers.
See, that's what you lead with. You lead with the money that was brought back into the county.
Yeah, it's not always a great story. Sometimes people don't get money back.
Well,
a lot of times they do.
Collectively,
it was over $2 million. Wow. Yeah, we're really excited about that. And if there are people out there that want to do something from a volunteer standpoint, that's a great thing to do is be a tax preparer.
One more thing we want to talk about, Move Lorain County.
Move Lorain County, Mobility and Opportunity for a Vibrant Economy, is an advocacy group working for public transportation. And we've got a number of folks that are involved with that, Brian Frederick from the Community Foundation and I, and a number of other people who are working to get a robust, sustainable transportation system for Lorain County. And you'll hear more about that in the weeks to come. But if people are interested in public transportation, they can go to our Facebook page, Move Lorain County, and learn more about that, or to our website. Just Google Move Lorain County and you'll find it.
Bill, transportation, public transportation in Lorain County has been fairly limited over the years compared to other counties.
Right.
Why is it so important?
Well, there are a number of reasons. First and foremost, there are people in Lorain County that can't get to where they need to go because they don't have a car or they can't drive. So you first think of older adults, you think of people with disabilities, you think of people with low income. In the city of Lorain, for example, 10% of those households have no vehicle whatsoever, to get around. And when you only have two bus lines, you really can't get where you need to go. But the other thing is that public transportation has been demonstrated to improve economic development significantly. We know there are employers who looked at Lorain County to site a facility, and they passed us up because we didn't have public transportation. They knew that their workers could not reliably get to work. And so both for our own, for everyone's good in terms of economic development, but also to create that kind of vibrant community that we all deserve, public transportation is a must. And so this group has been doing a lot of research on that, and we're just advocating for there to be action in the future months to get something done here, because what we have now is just not sufficient for our needs.
Bill Harper, Executive Director of United Way of Greater Lorain County, thanks for coming in.
Good to see you guys.
Look for a whole lot of people to join you on the 21st, Saturday the 21st, Pride Day, which is also your Lorain County Spring Day.
Bring your kids along. They can participate as well and have a good feeling on Pride Day.
Sounds good. Thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.